Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, John, are you there? What the hell was that?
Oh, I farted.
Way to start the show. Welcome, everybody, to another Friday night of unpredictable sitting at the bar, talking to people about food, and we have got one hell of a show.
We do.
Again. Oh, I can't believe this woman wants to be on our show.
This is like having Linda Carter on the show.
Yes, I agree. Wonder Woman, you're right.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, man.
We have, you know, you heard the old thing about landing the whale or landing the big fish. We have.
What did you call her? That's not cool, dude.
That's just a saying, but we have the one, the only, Marie Pisano. Is it Pisano or Pisano? I want to ask her that, by the way. But
you're allowed to.
I will. I should have probably talked to her before to find out. But wow.
Your phone sounds like crap again, by the way.
Well, you sound like crap, so we're even. So
I always sound like crap. You sound worse.
Well, who cares? I think you need a hearing aid. We have one hell of a guest. She has done everything. You can read her promo. She's an author. She has her own comic book series. She's even come out with a movie with her own superhero called Stiletto. She's co-branded truffles with Kylie Sausage. She
breaking
has
up bad
sauce dude. Brand. She's a motivational speaker. She's the CEO of an entertainment group. She has a record label. She makes films, and I can go on and on and on. And you know why she wants to be on the show, Chuck?
I don't know, because you're breaking up like crap.
Oh, good. You know why she wants to be on the show?
Because she loves you.
She loves my cheesecake. That's how it all started.
Well, that's it. And stranger things have happened, dude, but this is one up there.
Yep, my grilled cheesecake. So we will be
that was no, I have to give you kudos. I have to give you kudos. I had two friends try the grilled cheesecake, by the way, and they liked it. Yes, and they liked it.
See?
They took your advice. I forbode them to do so, but they did it. And it came out, they liked it, and they may do it again, which made me very sad.
I think cheesecake is meant for the grill and the smoker. You need to try it.
I don't do dairy, dude. I have a different place for cheesecake when it comes to dairy.
So what's going on? Speaking of hot sauce, what's going? Oh wait. Limit.
Oh, God.
Okay. What's going on with DEFCON's office?
There you go. I needed the proper introduction. I was waiting. I am, yes, I am that. Okay, we now have DEFCON 3 new meat products. They've been doing quite well. The pork, the beef, and the pork beef mix are very, very hot. All three of them for $20. They're very, very good. Let's see what else we got here. Let me focus. Wooden nickels. Every time you order on DefConSauces.com, you're going to get a wooden nickel. And collect them all, just like Pokemon for me. Let's see. Samurai Jack, 5 episodes. I'm a huge Samurai Jack fan. It was off for a couple of years. It came back. 5 episodes later, now it's the last episode. What the shit? What the shit? You have no idea how pissed off I am. I almost don't even want to watch the last one. It's on tomorrow night. I almost don't even want to watch the you have no idea how pissed off I am. Oh, and our little buddy Pallet.
Can I interject something here?
What?
No idea what you're talking about.
I know that. You still listen to Glenn Miller, okay? You're below the Manson-Nixon line. You're a little slow on the uptake. Your phone sounds like crap. All right, I'm going to move on. Everybody knows me, knows what I like. I like my outdoor bunnies. Our one is called Pallet. She's one of my sweethearts. She used to run up to me and still does to this day, about a foot from my foot when I feed her a wild rabbit. I know not to touch them. Well, she lost an eye. I don't know if it was from a hawk or a cat, but she's my sweetheart. And we're going to be moving from this house in about a month and a half. We're going to be really relocating the entire DEFCON compound.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing going on in my life. So, but the one-eyed Pallet, I'm going to wish her good luck when we leave because I'm kind of leaving it up to nature.
Whoa. You're going to leave the damn one-eyed bunny behind?
There's no reason to take her to the new house. There's rabbits there. However, she does not know the terrain. She knows the terrain around here. She was a little one. I remember when she was first born, the little pup. Her name was Pallet because she hung out in the pallets by the backyard. Her brother Link was because we saw him first at a chain link fence. Her other brother Hitch was because he was near the trailer hitch of the trailer. I mean, we're simple people here. But a Pallet is a sweetheart. I think she finally found a boyfriend. I saw one kind of following around yesterday. If I move her, I don't think she'll survive. So I must leave her as she lay. I think she'll do fine around here. She knows the terrain at least. And
that what bunnies do? That's what bunnies do anyway. They find boyfriends and girlfriends. So she'll be fine.
I hope so, because it kind of breaks my heart to leave her behind, but with one eye. If she had both of them, it'd be fine. But if you go to John Dilly or DefConSauces.com on Facebook, you'll see Pallet. I took a big video of her last night and talked all about her. So there I am.
Okay.
Anyway.
Are you done?
Yeah, I talked quick enough to get it in. Yeah, go ahead.
And I don't understand the whole wooden nickel thing. You have to explain that to me sometime. I don't get it, but.
Shall I talk slower?
Oh, well. But I sell labels, so can I?
Yeah, really, really well. I didn't know it for how many years.
I'm having a problem.
That's great stuff.
I'm having a damn problem with my website. I need to talk to our guest about setting up websites. Maybe she knows something about that.
I imagine she knows a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah, she does. She's big time. So anyway, I guess that's all I got. Somebody's calling in. I'm assuming, and that's the other thing. I don't have her phone number. I'm a snake.
Oh, yeah, okay, oh, yeah. Okay, good. So you got pranked. Okay, good.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody wants to be on our show. That's the cool part. Anyway, to get serious here.
Even dead people.
By the way, he wants to come back on. We got to have him back on. Patrick Fetters.
Absolutely. Dude, I was half drunk last time I was on a show with him. I'm driving back from the show because your co-host never called in. Oh, my God.
Now our guest hung up. But Patrick Fetters, did you notice that he's got a new website? He's a sexologist now.
Really? Oh, this is a man of all trades. Now he's a sexologist, you said?
He's a sexologist.
So now he's a jack-off of all trades.
Yeah, he's a jack-off of all trades. All right,
got it.
Our guest, Marie. Now I'm going to have to ask her, is it Pisano or Pisano is calling in? And like we said at the beginning, she is unbelievable. I want to ask her, what is it that she hasn't done? But hopefully this is her. Let me press this button. And it's not working.
Drum roll, please.
Marie, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, is it Pisano?
I was listening
Pisano?
To this banter for a while. I'm sorry?
Is it Pisano or is it Pisano?
Pisano.
Pisano.
Yeah, the correct
Pisano.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. My God, he and I were looking at your resume or whatever you want to call it, your list of things you've done. Is there anything you have not done?
I don't know yet. Day by day, you know, it just goes day by day, and whatever, like I say, I just, doors open, whatever, I'm just going to go find my yes, you know.
But you got the awesome mental capacity just to kind of go whichever way you want to do and succeed. That is awesome, my dear.
It is.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of trials, tribulations, and
sure.
But you know, it's just like that. You know, what Rocky Balboa. You know, no matter how hard life is, it's how many times you could get punched, but how many times can you get back up? And it's really,
that's right.
You know,
and he's not even
my
Adrian.
Story, I mean, it's everybody. You know, everybody's got you know. Something,
I was just going to say he beat me to the joke. I was going to say, yo, Adrian, wow. So where do you want to start? I mean, you have, I don't know where to begin. You're an author. Let's start there. You're an author,
okay.
And you wrote a book from barefoot to stilettos. And by the way,
it's not
name.
For sissies. Thank you.
What?
Yeah, the first book is called From Barefoot to Stilettos. It's not for sissies.
Oh, not for sissies. So you want to tell everybody a little bit about your book?
Well, it's basically my life story, you know, and the metaphor or whatever, you know, when we all come into this life barefoot and we all stumble and fall. And for me, you know, being empowered into stilettos to now, basically, it hasn't been for sissies. So I talk about, you know, I really go back. The first chapter is really about, you know, how my family got here to the U.S. My grandfather, you know, came from Italy, and which is, you know, we still never understand how from Italy he went to Mexico and then to the U.S. And he met my grandmother, who is Latin. And so I'm mostly Italian, but I have a little Latin in me. And from there, he was in World War II.
Nice.
All my uncles have been in the military, every single one. My brother now is overseas in Afghanistan. And, you know, I just come from a family of fighters. And
awesome.
My mother, she started a chapter in Illinois called Child Find for Missing and Abused Children. So my whole life, she would always put on some kind of charity shows or fundraisers, and then worked with Jerry Lewis with muscular dystrophy,
really?
Putting on shows
so awesome.
To raise money for that. So I kind of got, you know, a lot of, you know, from my family, you know, of, you know, just, you know, to serve others and, you know,
sure.
to do things. But my mother, she's really the one, you know, and my grandfather really, but my mom was sexually abused as a child, and it was a family friend. She went to in a room that she shouldn't have went to, and unfortunately was sexually abused. But when I was 13, she told her story. The journalist asked her, why did she start Child Find? Because back then it wasn't really a popular thing at all to talk about. Still kind of people get uneasy with it. But
what years are we talking about when this happened? Like 50s or 40s?
When I was 83. No, 83. I mean, even back
then,
my mom started
before that. Okay.
70-something. No.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm not that old.
I didn't. No. Oh my God. Oh
John,
my God.
John.
No. No. I'm trying to follow lineage here. Oh, stop it. Both of you. Both of you. Just. It's called Pisano, Frank. Pisano.
Yeah. Well, to finish my story, finish my thought. My mother, a journalist, asked her why did she start this, and. You know, when you're 13, you don't want to hear about these things, your mom talking about stuff. But my mom said, there's two roads you could take. You could play victim or do something about it. She goes, I chose to pick up my panties and move on and go do something about it. That was powerful words. I mean, almost cringed, you know, because I mean, you know, but I was like, wow. And from that moment, I pretty much, that's where, you know, my dad, total worker, worked at the same place when he was 17 years old, and we just, you know, we're a family, you know, I learned a lot, but I went through a lot, you know, growing up before my mother got married to my dad. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, she was, you know, a single mom, we were on food stamps, and, you know, I living on the south side of Chicago where we were.
It was horrible pizza.
Pretty much, yeah. gangs. You know, I got to, you know, experience gangs. And that was interesting. Some of the most horrifying things and, you know, that I've seen. And my life is just, you know, from moving or living in Chicago, putting myself through college, meeting my now ex-husband, and I got into a motorcycle accident that changed my life, 280 stitches, and I was on my way to Hollywood, basically was gonna go be an actress and really make something, and you know, your life can change just like that. I was 18, you know, thought I was conquering the world, and
you've been life
from that moment.
Right.
Yeah, and
wow.
From that point, then my life switched, and I ended up in the financial industry, and I worked for some pretty powerful people. One is Richard Sander. He's in. Mm-hmm. He was in Time Magazine as one of the most influential people of finance. I worked for him. I learned, you know, I went to Columbia College, learned communications, business, ended up in Memphis, Tennessee. I got married, came here. And then I became the trophy wife, lived on a, you know, golf course, 6,000 square foot home, everything.
Oh, just
and, you
like
know,
me.
You take
the
south side
of
Chicago. Yeah. You take a little girl
John,
from
John,
south side
John,
of Chicago,
actually,
you put her
John,
in here. Yeah.
John is a, that's right. John is a trophy wife. I don't know if you knew that.
I am because my wife is from Greenwich. Connecticut. So, yeah, I'm kind of the trophy husband because I'm so awesome.
Well, and moving to the South, by the way, so here I am, Southside Chicago, moving to Memphis, Tennessee. I felt like Kevin Bacon in Footloose, you know, and
nice.
I'm not kidding. And
very cool reference. I like
I mean,
that.
Yeah, and, you know, remember the movie My Cousin Vinny, Marissa Tomei, you know, when
she
end up in that country town? Yeah, that's
right.
Basically me. I had a black, you know, Cadillac drive with my leather jacket coming on a golf course in the South, you know, and I just didn't fit in at first, you know, big
That's
hair
awesome,
Italian,
though.
You know,
I don't like fitting in.
You know, there. Everybody asks me, what church do you belong to? I'm like, what? You know,
what are you talking about?
And asking me to Bible study, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Study
you know,
the Bible?
I'm
can
Catholic.
I just read it?
Just, yeah, yeah. You know, we're Italian. You get, you know, you sin. You just go to church and say your ten, you know, rosary or your rosary, and then you're done. You know. But being in the South was very interesting, and a lot of things. I've literally, and I don't mean any disrespect, but you got to realize I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. This is where Martin Luther King was assassinated. We are still struggling with the whole black-white thing, you know, issues. We are, you know, here it is almost number one in crime. It's very, you know, separated, even though it's not.
But on a positive
note,
they have really good barbecue.
Culture. Yeah, great barbecue, yes.
Great
but
barbecue,
it's just
right,
a
yeah.
difference. It's a different culture. Women, how I could get along, you know, I worked on, you know, in the financial industry, OCC trading floor. I'm with a lot of men, and I'm used to, grew up with, you know, boys. When I come here, I'm with the good old boys, and they don't know how to handle a woman like me, you know. I'm not your Southern Belle type of person. So it was very hard for me to adjust.
Well, you're Marissa Tomei. What's a ute? Right.
Yes, you know? Stomping my foot around, you know? It just. But I had a vision. I started a – well, I was on all these – I had to fit in. I had to figure this out. So I became on – I went on all these boards that help women and children. And like from Junior League and things like that, and you know, going to high.
Well, Junior League is big
and,
everywhere.
You know,
people nobody
yeah.
even talks about Junior League anymore. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I kind of picture like Harper Valley PPA. You might you showed up to the Junior League. That was fun.
Yes.
Well played.
You know, for me it was. See, you have to pay your dues or something like Steel Magnolias or, you know, they're going to gossip about you and until they could find out about
that's
you.
For
you know,
Mad
they
Max.
Want, there's three things. What, you know, church do you go to? What does your husband do? What high school did you go to? I was like, what about what I do? Who cares what,
right.
you know what I mean? It's, you know,
right.
so it was just a difference. And it was very hard for me to fit in because I'm a mover and shaker. Here it's a little bit slower, a little bit, you know, you got to pay your dues. And I'm an outsider. I'm a damn Yankee, you know, is the what really.
Well,
I am.
No, you know what? I can kind of yeah. relate to that because I grew up on Army posts from my formative years. And when Dad got out of the military way back when, and all of a sudden I'm cast into civilian like lifestyle. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm the outcast.
Yeah.
It was like, man, you're talking about
yeah.
fitting in. I'm used to 0800 hours, and this now I'm cast into this bullshit of, like, what is going on in my life? This is weird.
Well, I ended up, you know, throughout all this, you know, a lot of things happen, and I just remember I just woke up one day and I just said, I'm damn mad, not going to take it anymore. I wasn't living the life that, you know, there's only so much, you know, being around people that, you know, keeping up with the Joneses type of thing. I lost myself. And my husband and I just grew apart and we had all these people around us. It was very sad, really. All these Christians, the people that I had come to my home for dinner, everything, the minute I filed for divorce, instead of helping
oh,
the
God.
Family, World War
yeah,
III,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
And and then the rumors started, and then the men were in fear of me because I was going to give their wives, you got to understand.
I get it.
You know, yeah. And so, whoo! And so, bottom line, I decided to do something different, make a change. And when I said I was going to go start this entertainment company, I have a film company, music publishing, talent management. I call it the trifecta. I had this vision of Paramount Pictures. Like back in the day, they own their artists, they produce their movies and produce their own music, you know. And so
then you met me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you wanted to come on our show.
So basically I had this vision. Everyone thought I was crazy. And every, you know, again, here I am a single woman now. The devil horns, you know, and, you know, like the,
oh, the
scarlet
letter.
A,
oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. And when I was meeting with men, you know, that's all. Men are the ones that, you know, let's face it, I'm living in a man's world, you know. And when I'm going to get investors and talking to people, from the country club to this whole city, I was having
right.
an affair with everybody I went to lunch with, you know. And I was like, you know, this is kind of interesting because really, I mean, I love all my advisors and everything, but some of them are 70s, you know. 60.
Right.
I'm like, wow, I must have been really active, you know. I was swinging some chandeliers all over the place. You know? And,
I'm jumping out of cakes.
You know, I'm like, I can't believe the stories just got bigger, what I heard about myself. And I remember this is what sticks in my head the most, and this might say it all.
It's not a knife, which is good, because you wouldn't be talking
right
now.
Well, no,
right.
But there's many knives in my back. But one of the women, this will explain the world I was living in. One of the women said, Maria, I don't understand what you're doing. I like my manicures and my pedicures. Can I say what she really said? Am I allowed to? Okay.
This is R-rated. Oh, yeah, say whatever you want, darling.
Okay, all right, thank
you. Oh, let loose.
She said, I like my manicures and my pedicures. If I got to blow them once in a while, so be it. The other one said, suck it up, get a Mercedes. What are you getting a divorce for? That was the world I lived in.
There it is.
Okay.
Yes.
You can only say it that way and get the point across, too. You can't just mince words. We're not here to make people feel good. We don't hand out puppies.
Well, that's it. My book, I tell the truth. It's raw truth. And what I had to go through just to, you know, I will never sell my soul. I just never do. I've been through experiences, you know. I mean, I went from my parents' home to moving in with my ex-husband. So, yes, I dated in high school and college a little bit, but
right.
I've been out of that whole scene. So when you're now in your 40s, it's like you're bat out of hell, but you have to learn this whole dating experience again and the town that's all like, you know.
All Peyton Place bullshit.
And,
yeah, I get it. Oh, I get
yes,
it. Yes,
and so but I just stuck to taking care of my kids. These people that I felt were educated, I never understand all the drama and, you know, all the rumors. And
right. It's gotten worse as of late. Once social media started up, the rumors got even worse because now it's like anywhere you go,
goodness.
People know it's bad.
Yeah, it's like a mental, you know, emotionally immature adults running around, you know, and
right.
that's what
right.
I felt. And so
and most of them
I
live in their mom's
is,
basement. They're the bullies. So don't you know?
Exactly.
At least we all know that.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I do have where I came from, my background, because I really had to be tough, put on these stilettos and take all the knives, all the naysayers, everything, and I was making a change. And I had this dream to create this company that I now have, MVP3 Entertainment Group, and I went forward. And I ended up finding this wealth manager who literally took my vision and my contacts and created a new co. At that time, I was on the golf course with a mutual friend introduced me to actor Morgan Freeman. And we were on the golf course. And Morgan,
easy
I don't know
reader.
If you guys know.
Easy
Reader.
From Electric Company. That's where you got to start. Easy Reader.
Yeah. I love him. But he, I don't know if you know this, he was in a car accident where it's almost smashed his arm. And if you watch some of his movies, you'll kind of notice it. But he golfs with one hand. And here I have a scar on my leg. It's a big T from that motorcycle accident. And him and
right.
I, it was at a time that everything was just coming down at me, and I was like, man, how can I get a break in this city? I'm stuck here. what do I do, you know? But I meet Morgan Freeman, and him and I, we just started talking about our lives, and
it's just his voice.
Yes. Well, here's what
it's his freaking
you know,
voice.
Morgan Freeman.
He could be killing you. He could be sticking a knife in your heart and make you feel good about it. The way he talks to you, it's crazy.
But Morgan is so smart. People don't know he has a history major. Like he's
easy
incredible.
Reader, baby.
And he, well, him and I are talking, and he goes, Marie, and I told him, you know, God, you know, all this stuff that was happening to me, and it was like I had this hunchback, you know, like just beaten down. And
right.
Morgan said to me, everything happens for a reason. I said, yep. Really, Morgan? I said, I don't know what God or the universe is thinking, and, you know, why am I stuck here in Tennessee? Why is all this happening? You know, and I looked down on my leg, I see the T. I said, what is this, T for Tennessee? And he said, no, Marie, that's T for tough. The minute he said that, I don't know.
In his voice, that's
Freeman,
the whole
Bruce,
thing.
Like, yes.
Oh,
was it because of that, or was it a like, when he said that, I went from my shoulders being down, almost like, dun da da dun da da da. Yes, I am. You know, and I was like, yeah, I was like, you know what? You know, I am tough. What am I thinking? Why am I letting
That's right.
these people beat me down? What am I doing? And
I'm a freaking Pisano, goddammit.
Yes,
let's do this.
Exactly. I'm Southside Chicago. Hell with these people. I'm coming out blazing like a fire, you know? And
tough like Chicago, but they still got bad pizza. I'm sticking on the bad pizza. It's upside down and way too thick. Sorry.
Well, Maria,
I
have to argue
questions.
With you.
So is that kind of the background on your comic series? I was looking on your website today, and you've got a comic.
You got a comic series too?
A hero. Her name is Stiletto.
Yeah,
oh my
Stiletto,
God.
The Powerhouse Baroness. So that's a spinoff from my book, my life story. And
okay.
It's been amazing the people that I meet in my life. I met, you know, Bret Michaels. He's the one that actually.
Oh, he's awesome.
You know, because of him, I started my company, MVP3. I met the
really?
Mulch Brothers.
Oh, that's
in
so
Nashville.
Cool. That's
yeah.
so cool. Like, Bret Michaels is awesome.
The Mulch Brothers were performing at his after party, and this was a country
right.
rock band. And I, at the time, I was working with St. Jude. I did a event called Rock for Hope. And going back how I started this, I saw the Mulch Brothers, and I said, hey, I don't have a country rock band, you know, in this, you know, concert for St. Jude. Why don't you come to Nashville? And when they did, when, you know, everything was said and done, they said, you know what, we would love for you to be our manager. I'm like, manager, are you smoking crack? What are you talking about? You know, how am I going to, you know.
You're trusting a
time
with a contract?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What are
yeah.
you doing?
But I went to Nashville. I went back and forth.
What are you talking about?
I met a woman.
What are you talking
yeah,
about?
I met a woman named Pam Lewis. She actually discovered Garth Brooks and managed him for 7, you know, years. And she's like, are you going through a midlife crisis? I said, no, but I'm interested in this because they sold me on the Think Marie. Not many women do this. And I was like, huh, I kind of, you know, you're sparking a, you know,
sure.
thing in my brain. How, you know, and I went back and forth to Memphis. Memphis has got a history of wonderful stuff. We're sitting on a gold mine, but they're not a business. Nashville,
right.
they all are in competition, but they know how to make money and create a business. LA, same thing. And they're in the movie business. Memphis, you know, without disrespect, it is just a scene. You know, nobody comes together. Nobody, I mean.
And nobody's
you know,
got a good
just,
hot sauce.
Yeah. So. That's funny. But, you know, all these people come in my life, you know, and I just kept moving forward. And, you know, with my book, I, you know, talking about the comic book, I met Ron Frenz through a friend of mine. He is the one that created Spider-Man, Thor. He's a Marvel comic illustrator, and he's
okay.
now a freelance illustrator. And when we were talking, you know, we came up, I thought of this you know, character, superhero, woman, you know, that, you know, girls
well,
could relate
Stiletto
to
just
nowadays.
I mean,
and women.
That's
yeah.
good.
And so they created a 52-page comic book. We haven't released it yet, but there is a screenplay that a writer, you know, created who's done, you know, many movies. And
can I be an anti-hero?
From there, yeah. And just from there, it created a whole brand. And that's where I met Hoboken Eddie.
Oh,
you know,
Eddie.
Him and I.
We love everybody.
Yes.
Yes, Hoboken.
And so we're coming up with a hot sauce, Hoboken Eddie's from Barefoot to Stiletto's Hot Sauce. It's not for sale. You know,
love it. Cool.
And then, you know, so then I.
Well, if he's
you know,
next time you see Eddie, tell him DEF CON said hi.
Okay.
Oh, I met him many times. We've been doing this about 15 years. Eddie's everywhere. The man
yeah,
is ethereal.
He's
everywhere.
Guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Great guy. Well, talking about you know then the brand and all that. Well, going back to my company, my music label side in Memphis, there's a lot of talent, and none of these musicians, you know, they're not doing anything with their music really because there's nowhere to go for them, or you know, half of them don't trust or how you know the business side to it. But
right.
there were some good people I met here. One of them is Jeremiah Tucker that's coming up.
Well, I want to bring him up. Yep.
Yeah. Definitely.
And he's a great singer-songwriter. And some of his songs, I gave him a publishing deal, and we put, you know, I licensed his songs to put into two of my movies that I produced, and his song Hurricane is going to be in one of the, you know, several things that I will get out there. And, you know, we'll talk about, you know, his career. But I got into the music publishing side to build a catalog to place music into my films. So
cool.
It's been, you know, one thing leads to another. I know it's a lot, but, you know, some people have gifts. You know,
all right, but I gotta,
you know, this
Marie,
is my
I gotta ask a question because I gotta do
okay.
this mm-hmm. just because John needs to hear this. What the attraction of being on our show boils down to one thing, wasn't it? My smoked cheesecake.
Just say no. Just say
was.
No.
No. No. It was.
Don't feed the
no,
ego. It's like feeding a rabid bear.
Yes. No. This is the reason.
Well, all I kept seeing is this cheesecake thing being on my Facebook keeps popping up, you know, and I was like, what the hell does this guy do, you know?
He does nothing. He cooks cheesecake on a grill.
My mouth is watering, and I don't even eat bacon, you know, so.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So
Mike,
cool.
Who
makes cheesecake? No, he made so much fun of my cheesecake, and then
I
here
do.
You are on our show because of my
Wonder Woman herself,
cheesecake.
clinking the bracelets. I get it.
Funny.
You just said his ego. He's gonna be living off that large for a month. I'm never gonna hear the end of this.
I do like Memphis.
Yeah.
There's a beauty to it. It's just been hurt, taken advantage of, and just think the history, and I see a beauty, and I see we're sitting on a gold mine, and I don't know. I'm, you know, not that I'm playing God or, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to make it bigger. And
as long as you can help a couple of people along your journey, you've done what you've been meant to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
I love what I do. Let me mention all your websites. Well, there's actually a few of your websites. They're on our link here. All you got to do is click on and go to MVP.
Don't tell me. She owns eBay, Google.
No, MVP3media.com. There's also www.frombarefoottostilettos.com and www.mariepisano.com. I've got them all here on our website for the radio show, and you can find out more about everything that she's doing. It's just, I mean, it's just amazing.
And Marie, be
like,
very happy you finally pronounced your last name right. You know, they're different.
Yeah.
Pisano.
And do you want to bring,
you know?
I think
it's a Pisano. What are you doing? Get over
Pisano.
Here. What do you want? You want us to come over there?
I think it's a good, and Marie, I want you to stay on. I believe it's a good time to probably bring Jeremiah. Jeremiah Tucker,
definitely,
as she mentioned earlier, is a singer on her record label. And
really good music.
The song Hurricane is on an upcoming. Has the movie been released yet?
No, but Shattered, one of his songs, White Trash Memphis, is in that one. And then the documentary we did on Shannon Street, we could talk about that later. But one of his songs is in that, too. And I'm now producing, getting ready to do a movie called Before I Go with director David Evans, who did all the Sandlot movies, Radio Flyer.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I'm going to sneak Jeremiah's song into that film and many others.
That's okay,
so
cool. So
what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Jeremiah Tucker's song Hurricane. We'll take a break, and then we'll bring Jeremiah on. Marie, you stay on because we'll chat with Jeremiah and you too.
Frank, you never tell a woman what to do. She will do as she pleases.
Well,
always understand that.
Would that be okay? I'll ask you, would you mind staying on while we do that?
Would you mind staying on Miss Pisano? That's how you present it, Frank. You know nothing.
All right, hang tight. This is Jeremiah
Thank
Tucker,
you.
And this is Hurricane. We'll be right back. As long as the system will play it. There we go.
As long as your phone stays alive. I got to finish up.
Make her mark, and if you see her blow by, well, don't look too hard, don't even start. She's gonna go her own way, she's getting stronger every day. She's a hurricane. We'll be right back.
Yeah. And that was Jeremiah Tucker, Hurricane, and we do have quite a hurricane, Marie Pagano, on our show. And also, Jeremiah Tucker, welcome to the show.
There
Jeremiah,
he is.
There.
Hey.
Hey. How y'all doing?
What up?
She drove away like a NASCAR supercar.
You know, what, right. That song, if you listen to the words, that sounds like it's written especially for Marie. Marie, I mean, that song is actually all about you, isn't it?
Hey,
I'll let
it
Jeremiah
is, man,
answer
much.
That one.
I like this guy.
You know what? It's about a strong woman. That's all I can say.
Well, there you
when
go.
You go
like,
when you go one, you know it.
Very powerful, strong woman. You know what? She represents that 100% every time I see her. So
I'll tell you what, I would love for Marie to meet my wife. I'll tell you what, Maggie's a ball of fire.
Yeah.
strong, like you read about. She keeps my feet planted.
There's a little Danica Patrick in there, but Marie Pisano all the way.
So Jeremiah, you were, I guess you were actually assigned on the record label that Marie carries, and your songs have been, you've been around for a while though, right?
I've been writing, you know, working with a lot of cats, you know. You guys are up in New York City, right?
Well, no, I'm up in Jersey. He's down below the Manson-Nixon line.
I'm the Manson-Nixon line.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
I did a little stuff with a cat named Levon Helm up there in up north,
right.
But most of my stuff's been down here, Muscle Shoals and Memphis area.
Okay.
All right. So you're actually in Memphis now. Do you have some CDs that are out? Reason I'm asking because when I tried to post your website for whatever reason, I couldn't get it to post on our radio show. But do you have a website that people can go to?
I've got Reverb Nations. We have,
okay.
I've got that one. I've got two or three other things, but the .com is .funked up.
Yeah.
I don't know what
hey, Marie.
I
know
I like
Marie.
Mine's on
Marie,
Facebook, though. You're on Facebook.
Funked up.
Yeah, because Marie, you need to help him on his website, because when I click on his website, it says does not exist, so you might want to help out Maya.
Well, that never helps.
Well, he has a Facebook page. He has a Facebook page.
He has a Facebook page, all right.
Yeah, Jeremiah Tucker.
No, I really like
your
music. So, Marie, you said earlier that you're using some of his music in some of your upcoming movies.
Yes. Well, they're one of them. I did a documentary called Shannon Street. It's based on a true story that happened in 1983 here in Memphis. Bottom line, two white officers showed up at a African-American man named Lindbergh Sanders. They didn't know he had a mental illness, but he thought he was Black Jesus, and there was 14 other Black men in the house. And it's kind of like what is going on in our world today, that, you know, with officers, you know, Black, white, all that. It was media hyped it up to be a racist thing. It was, if you look up Shannon Street, just look up Shannon Street, Memphis, Tennessee, you'll see a whole bunch. It was a tragedy, 33-hour hostage siege. They killed the officer, beat him to death.
Wow.
And everyone heard it on the radio. And Jeremiah Tucker just wrote a song.
Wait, what did you just call him?
Damn!
Oh, that hurt. Ouch.
Hey, that was
did a Band-Aid. Oh, my goodness. Take the spoon out of the soup.
So
we done.
You know I love you. Okay, so.
Oh my God.
But anyway, go. He wrote a song called "In My Hometown," and he'll explain that to you. But I love that song because.
I'm sorry.
sorry.
I'm at Hooters, yeah.
Just let let him get it out of his system. Okay, so he wrote the song in my hometown.
Yes.
Damn.
See, he has to let him just go.
Yes.
Right.
So
John, are you done?
I'm done, but man, that hurt. That's just a little to the nutmeg. That just hurt.
Checking it, man.
Okay. Anyway, we did this documentary and put a song in there called "In My Hometown." And if you listen to that, it's very. It hits. It really does hit home. And I'll let Jeremiah tell you why he wrote it and all that, but we did the documentary, but we're actually doing the movie called Echoes of Shannon Street. And it's a very powerful movie that will, I hope to enlighten. I mean, it's stuff that we have to really talk about, you know,
absolutely,
to make a change.
Right.
And but Jeremiah, tell them about "In My Hometown," because it is a powerful song, and if you listen to it, and it's also in the car radio, it's just a powerful song.
Now speak up, sucker.
Y'all don't get it. My jowls are hurting.
I couldn't resist.
I'm not gonna live this one.
I love it. I can't be serious now.
Okay. All right.
In my hometown.
Oh, come on, it's funny.
Hey, Jeremiah, I got an idea for you. Just change your website to jeremiahsucker.com.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I can open that domain. They won't try to charge me an honor.
Somebody's taking that name. What?
Hey, look, I just got my bank account hacked earlier, man. I'm a sucker.
Oh, you can open up your casino sucker's bet. You know what I'm
saying? Ripping me off, man.
Oh, my God.
So you wrote.
I love fear.
This is
so
wrong.
Supposed to be
serious.
So
you wrote the song
"In My Hometown." Oh man! Oh,
all right.
And this Frank below the man sitting next to me with a bad phone.
Oh wow! Okay.
All right, I got your respirator here. Hold on, let me find a hoodie. Shit.
All right, now my tummy hurts.
All right. So tell us more about the song you wrote.
All right, so in my hometown, on a serious note, that song was about all the, if you go through the country towns in Tennessee, I can speak to Tennessee at least. You're going through there growing up, man, when NAFTA came through, man, all the factories just went away quick and the drugs started popping up. And,
yep.
People pop, you know, dying right and left. And I lost a brother last year. And the drugs are here, and that's pretty much about what it is, man. It's in my hometown. It's about, you know, the rural towns of America just drying out, and they're turning into little thug nations.
Yep.
They're messed up, man.
You don't hear about that on the news, do you?
No.
And I plan on playing that song at the end of the show. It's called "In My Hometown," and we took a serious moment.
By Jeremiah Sucker.
Completely different.
Oh, stop it! Now you got me going again.
Wait, I'm gonna change the subject right now. I got to tell you guys, and I'm gonna let Jeremiah. We have to tell this story because Jeremiah got struck by lightning.
What?
Okay,
I did.
While taking a piss. No, Jeremiah, you got to tell them the story how you started writing.
You got hit by lightning, dude?
Do it.
Yes, I did. And
son of a bitch.
How long can I go, man? Because I can tell you from the beginning to the end.
All right.
All right, so All right, my girlfriend and my ex-girlfriend, we were at my house, man. And,
so you weren't playing golf.
Well, that's
good.
That's funny right there. All right, so your girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend are together. All right, go ahead.
This is the beginning to a joke, but no, it's very serious.
Yeah. So I go to the bathroom, we've been drinking a lot of beer and stuff, like we do.
So we're not talking about going to, but you're going to buy a tree.
Not by a tree, but a bathroom in the house.
What?
And so I go in the bathroom, do my deed, boom.
What?
I mean, all I remember, I'm surrounded by fire, the loud boom. And next thing you know, my girlfriend and my ex-girlfriend come running in, and the wall had blown out on top of me. I really didn't know what was going on.
I know exactly what happened. You had an ex-girlfriend and a real girlfriend. It was positive and negative. They hit together, and look what happened to you.
Well, it even gets worse, man. But this
is real, man.
You know, I tell this story all the time. It's gotten to where I have to turn it into a joke now, man. But it's for real. And so they come in. I'm laying on the floor, man, ceramic, porcelain, all on top of me. The commode blew up. The wall where the pipes were blew up on top of me. We couldn't figure out what went wrong. They carried me to this ER in this small town. I'm not going to say the name of the town. All right, go ahead. Savannah, Tennessee. They carried me to the ER.
That was not for
us. I didn't hear nothing. They're dragging me out of the house, man, and fireballs are coming out of the walls, man, like poltergeist, mushrooming.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no, they would come out of the wall, mushroom, and go back in, and they'd pop up in another place. I remember that.
Weird. Oh,
and
man,
they remember
weird.
It, too. So they carry me to the ER, and, you know, in small town, the whole town heard about, Tucker's in the hospital, got struck by lightning or something. So everybody shows up, and they're on the parking lot looking for a reason to drink beer. So I'm in there.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Exactly, man. And so I'm in there.
I need a reason. I got one.
My whole body, man, I'm buck naked on this slab with these doctors and, you know, the whole town waiting for the prognosis. And they look everywhere, man. And the last places they look are inside my ears, and my ears are burned on the inside. I couldn't hear.
Ooh,
I mean,
freaky.
My ears were ringing for about 2 weeks after this.
Freaky.
And when we go back to the house, we had to move out because it wrecked the whole house. I mean,
right.
We had to move out. And so when I go back to get everything out, you know, my ears are still ringing. I thought I was going to be deaf.
But your ex-girlfriend and girlfriend are now toast. They're well done toast from carrying into the hospital. So they're done. So they can move on from that, right?
Hey, you know what? I can't speak for their problems in their lives. But
ex-girlfriend
now
shitting out fireballs because of your ass. Yes.
They call me lightning head from that on. They're on for years. But anyway, what happened is lightning struck the house. Hit the plumbing, came up through my piss stream, and blew flames out of my ears.
So God hit you from your dick.
Exactly.
God hit you through your dick. You are the man. Okay, everyone listening to the show, please stand up and hold a beer up. This man, God struck down from his dick. This is a beautiful moment in history for
man.
This is something. This is something your kids are
gonna
talk about.
Me dead again, man, because I ain't gonna do that again.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah,
that is awesome,
Marie.
There was Marie.
This story.
Oh my God.
Marie, you have to make a movie of this, and I can see it.
You do. You do.
Well, I'm telling you, yes, but I told them this is part of a story. Then, what, Jeremiah, was it then? I mean, with you not being able to hear, you started writing music? Was that
here's what happened.
Because it burned when he went to take a pee.
Weeks.
He had to do something.
I couldn't hear for 2 weeks.
God.
It was ringing, man. It was kind of like... going on a dove hunt for about a month, man. You know, man. Shooting doves, man. You know.
I couldn't hear you say doves or dust. What is
I couldn't hear shit.
God.
And then all of a sudden, everything got louder. Now I have to sleep with two fans running at night to keep me from hearing mice in fields, man, about 2 miles away.
Are you sure it's not because you got the girlfriend on one side and the ex-girlfriend on the other side that smell like toast?
They were a good couple, man.
Oh, my
couple. God.
They fused together like nothing. God did it.
You can't, oh my God.
There's no way you can make this shit up.
No, there's not. And I'll tell you, Jeremiah, if you want to make a video out of that, I want to be the one to apply the lightning. I have to be the one to apply the lightning. If you see, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
They're probably listening
right
now. I'm trying to cut my throat, man, thinking about
don't cut your throat. God went through your manhood to get to you. And he made you think about things. And what'd you do with that? You wrote music. So God talked to you through your dick. So run with it and have a happy time.
I'm going to roll with it.
Wow.
Please do.
Really, when you're
running, because it should be.
That right there is a blockbuster movie right there. Marie, you need to run that through.
Please allow me to cast the lightning.
Hey, Marie, you remember when Tom Berenger was out at the party and we were talking to him about it? And he's like,
yep.
Tell me more about that, Jeremiah. Tell me more about the getting struck by lightning. I go, can I call you Sergeant Barnes, Tom? Man, everybody does.
We're going to have to put it in that movie, Hillbilly Bible.
We're going to have to write that in and put Jeremiah in it.
Yeah, it is a very... You know, when I met him, I didn't believe it at first, but if you really know Jeremiah Tucker, and, you know, these are one of those things that just...
This is wonderful.
When you
have no idea.
Yeah. So
it's
a story.
It for a long time other than people...
I don't know anybody who had a lightning go through his manhood. I don't know a single person in my entire half a century being on this earth.
And blew flames out of my ears, man. The walls on both sides of the toilet.
Well,
like
you got some on John
like
Wayne, because John Wayne was all clogged up with
marks.
Meat when in his colon. Yours at least was cooked.
That was donuts, man, John.
Oh, that was donuts.
12-pound.
Well, okay, that means you got Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kremes.
Hell yeah.
I can do this all night.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a classic. This is going to be turned out as the classic of all.
Man, with lightning through his manhood. That reigns supreme. I think that reigns supreme. I really do.
Lightning.
In spirit of trying to bring this back to, like, you know, civilization, maybe.
We already found Crust for Fire, so go right ahead.
But Jeremiah is an incredible, I might be a little biased, but I'm just being honest. He's an incredible writer. He's got a lot of talent, and that's what interests me, not only the story and everything, but
it's the feeling in the song.
You know, his music, he could come up with music and, you know, put that feeling behind it, and that's what, you know, got me, you know, hooked with wanting to help Jeremiah and, you know, put these songs in some of these films and get them heard. And hopefully, you know, we're getting ready to gear up for a summer tour, like kind of like grassroots radio tour. So
you saw the spark.
Yeah.
All I can say is thank you very much for coming on our show.
Oh my God, you have no idea. Oh my God!
I got my lightning.
What a radio show!
Oh my God! Oh, you have no idea. This has opened up the whole horizon for this show. We went from normality to something that was never quite expected.
Here's the truth.
Anything goes. Just to wing it, right?
Oh, you did. You're good, girl. Oh, you got the, like I said, you are the Linda Carter. You're the Linda Carter.
A lot of people come on our show and they tell us
Linda Carter, man.
Music.
She lives right across the road from me.
You got to be kidding. Linda, like Wonder Woman Linda?
Lakeland. Yeah, she lives here in Lakeland, man. Right outside.
Could you send me a picture of you and her? So I can put up on Facebook one of our guests
on
around the show.
I saw her in the grocery store about a year ago, man. That's the last time I saw her, but she's beautiful.
Hey, Jeremiah, you have beat everybody. Most people come on our show and they tell us they write their music and it comes from their heart. Your music
came through your manhood.
Comes to my manhood.
That's right. He saw a spark.
Man.
He saw it. He writ.
It's all natural, man. It's all natural.
Oh, my
all
God.
All
yes,
natural.
It is.
Oh, wow.
I don't even practice.
Oh, my goodness.
You're out of time.
Are we really?
Song in my hometown.
Yes,
it'll bring you back
say,
home.
But
yeah.
We would.
It'll hit you like lightning. It's a wonderful song.
We would like to thank our guests. Thank you, Marie Pisano, for coming on.
Oh, you're awesome, Pisano.
And
thank you,
Jeremiah Sucker for coming on our show.
Jeremiah Sucker. That's right. Sucker wrote up. Yeah, he did.
I am never going to live this down.
I'm going to start talking like this. My name's Jeremiah Sucker.
Yeah, listen to me talk for a minute. I'm sitting on my motorbike. I'm just a sucker. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't riding no motorbike. I'm riding a mule, man.
Oh, Lord.
Check out.
I pissed on a spark plug.
Check out Jeremiah on Facebook. Check out Marie on all of her websites.
You guys are awesome. You guys are so fucking awesome.
I'm going to play Jeremiah's song in my hometown as we close out. Is there anything else anybody wants to add? Because I don't think we can add anything else. But Jeremiah, is there anything else you want to add before we close the
Man,
night out?
I just want to
Jeremiah should have his own Pokemon.
Are the crappie still biting on the Tennessee River, man? Crappie or catfish? I want a fishing report. Because I'm going fishing tomorrow.
Now, Jeremiah, there's one thing to always avoid. Always avoid Chicago pizza. They make it upside down, too thick, and sucks.
And Marie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you, for having us on your show.
A lot of fun.
All right, we're going to close out with Jeremiah Tucker in my honeymoon. Everyone, come back and visit with us next Friday night because we never know what's going to happen.
Marie, would you both be on the show again?
Sure.
Love to.
Oh, please come back because this is chapter
but
one,
here's
doll.
The thing. You gotta
this is chapter
first.
One. Oh my God! Right, you met a man who got lightning through his manhood. What else? Who other people do you know? Do you know Zeus? Maybe he threw it. I mean, there's got to be something going on here. What's
all right, guys. Join us again next Friday
Thank
night
you.
At 9 p.m. We will
I love
see
you guys.
You Thanks, everybody.
Sunrise in my mama's eyes. Heard them babies cry. Heard them babies cry when daddy died. I heard them babies cry. Well, sell the diamond ring, all the pretty things, all the precious things for pocket change. We gotta leave, so sell everything. There's a foul wind blowing in from town. Well, diesels and dozers on holy ground. We're making room for strip malls where they buried pawpaw. And the blacktop seed is drying out the creek. They poison the land below my feet. And power line statics to made another attic build a meth lab. Things sure did change in my hometown. Yeah, things Now there's a methadone line half a mile long at the high school that filled us all. And the gang sign on that brick wall says you're gonna get beat down. That don't work with me, son. I got a will to survive and plenty of guns, but I'm gonna walk away this time and find some new ground. Yeah, things sure did change in my hometown. Yeah, things sure did change. There's a foul wind blowing in town. Diesels and dozers don't hold their ground. We're making room for strip malls where they're buried pawpaw. And the blacktop seed is drying out the creek. They poison the land below my feet. And power line statics to made another attic, build a meth lab. Yeah, things sure did change in my hometown. Yeah, things sure did change in my hometown. Mama's eyes, heard them babies cry, heard them babies cry when daddy died. I heard them babies cry. The silver diamond ring, all the pretty things, all the precious things for pocket change. We gotta leave, so sell everything. Yeah, things sure did change in my hometown.